Many Shudder controllers come with RF remotes but without Wi-Fi connectivity, so they cannot be easily paired with Home Assistant. Luckily, it's always possible to simply inject remote button presses and intercept LED states with a simple Wi-Fi module add-on modification. Here I will show how to do it step by step in OpenBeacon. Project was done by @DetaMrAz. I'm just doing support and documentation. So, there are 5 shutters in total. They have 1 common remote. Remote has 5 buttons. Right, left to select shutter. Top, down to open close. Middle, stop. Furthermore, the RF remote has also a simple LED feedback. 5 LEDs, which tells us which shutter we're currently controlling. The LEDs are either indicating room index, one of LEDs is lit, or a special all rooms mode, all LEDs are lit then. That's a total of 10 GPIOs, 5 outputs to control buttons, and 5 inputs to read LEDs. Let's open the remote and look inside. We can also overlay both images on single picture for more clarity. The next step is to figure out how to read LEDs and control buttons. We need to find points where we can solder wires. We didn't want to break the remote or make it unusable without Wi-Fi add-on, so we decided to route out the signals to the male pin header. It's time for some soldering. First, the wires were soldered to the pins. Then, they were carefully shorted and soldered to the appropriate pads. Next step is the Wi-Fi part. We can use any OBK device, but he had some NodeMCU mods at hand. @DetaMrAz decided to use PC817s for buttons. However, in my opinion, that was not necessary. It depends on how the buttons are connected. So, here is the Wi-Fi board. The board can be seamlessly connected to the remote, and the remote is still intact. Just please note that I'd recommend taking out the battery before connecting external supply. Now the hardware part is ready. It's easy to write a script for OpenBeacon. No C coding required. GPIO config. So, we start by enabling custom buttons. Then we add change handlers to make button channels go back to 0 after a short moment. The above code assumes that channels 1 to 5 have rel rules, output pins. Then we handle reading from D input pin channels to read LED states. They are just setting colors of buttons so we know which room we control. Finally, the buttons. In the code above, the 5 buttons mimic the buttons of the remote. We also have extra buttons, which are used to signal which room is active. They don't have click events set. They just change color when given room is active. Finally, we add extra button to remember last chosen room. Once a given LED lights up, we change the label. We also have the feature to track checking whether remote is connected to OBK. We also need to handle an extra state where all LEDs are lit. This indicates that all shutters will be controlled now. And here is OBK panel. Some buttons are not in English, but it's just a demonstration. It's important to keep in mind that first buttons are indeed clickable and they send events, while the future buttons just mimic the state of LEDs. We're also working on HA integration, but it's not fully read. Here's how automatic HAS discovery sees this device. The following already gives us ability to control shutters from there, but there is much more to be improved soon. Further improvements may include generic logic changes, better state tracking if we detect any future edge cases, better OBK page, maybe via REST interface, better HA interface, probably via custom YAML. Of course, it should be also possible to control RF directly with some RF receiver sender modules, but that was not the scope of this topic. To sum up, this approach allows you to hijack any device remote and convert it to Wi-Fi. It's not just limited to shutters. The same can be done for heating, cooling, air conditioning, PV monitoring, etc. and so on systems. The project shown here is already functional, but soon we may improve it even more and post extended version. Stay tuned.